time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, what happens when you're on the job and you get hangry?
Yeah, you just need a little snacky
You
snack.
Just need something, right?
You don't have any food available. That's a, what are we doing?
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without ordering breakfast when you're on the phone with a customer, when you're a 911 operator, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, no, your quote customer needs
yes,
all of
needs
your
assistance.
Attention.
Yes, exactly.
Because they're in an emergency, which
yeah,
is why
I mean,
they
look,
called you.
Look, it's you want your 911 operator and your dispatcher to be level-headed, cool, calm, collected.
Yes.
Maybe this person was a little bit too calm, right? To order a McGriddle from McDonald's during...
We're going to need for you to take a break, honey.
So,
have someone else cover your calls if you need to take a moment
for a snack. They haven't released the 911 call yet, but...
Oh, you know they're going to.
I'm thinking it's a... Maybe someone's coming around going, hey, I'm going to McDonald's. Want anything? Yeah, I'll take a McGriddle.
It's like, hang on just a second. Yeah, yeah, I want a McGriddle.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those.
Okay, what were you saying again?
I know everybody's thinking, okay, wait, what was happening on the phone?
What was the emergency?
So apparently there was a guy in Georgia, who, after his wife called him at work saying, hey, someone's snooping around their house, banging on doors and windows.
This is a break-in situation? Like
yeah,
an act
exactly.
of there might be a burglar in the house situation and we're ordering breakfast as the 911 operator? Is that what you're
saying? So it says it was someone they knew. So he initially just called the non-emergency line, but no one answered. So he called 911 after several tries of trying to get through.
Oh, they didn't even answer to begin with.
He got the dispatcher, but in the middle of the call, he heard her ordering a McGriddle for McDonald's for breakfast.
I can't.
So cops did show up because, you know, cops have to be dispatched on any 911 call.
Absolutely.
By then, the unwanted visitor was gone. So, you know, there wasn't a emergency immediately
thank
at that
goodness,
time. Yes, thank goodness.
But there could have been.
Now, the 911, like, dispatching manager is like, hey, this is under review. This is
clearly
not,
we don't want
yes,
people
exactly.
ordering food when they're on the phone
right.
with emergency calls.
This should never happen.
Right.
This and that.
Listen, I watched, what's the movie with Halle Berry, several years old? And she plays
Monsters Ball?
No, it's not that one. She's a 911 dispatcher. We learned from that there is
X-Men?
A quiet room where people can go because they get
yeah.
stressful
oh,
calls
oh
all
gosh.
The time. And
stress.
It's like decompressing.
Yeah.
Like the one that she's listened to was this girl home invasion, and you know she hears like the poor girl get murdered, right? So
yeah.
She takes control. She has to take a break, go to the quiet room.
Yeah.
So if you're hangry,
oh, are you saying
you
this lady should
have? Take a break. Do not answer the call. You have
yeah.
Janice down the row.
Janice,
your calls.
Janice, cover for me. I'm hangry.
I got to go get a snack.
Got to get a McGriddle.
We're not saying you can't ever take a break on the job.
No.
But you
got to
take a break and not take a phone call.
No, we're not
you
saying.
You let Janice take the phone calls.
You let Janice take the phone
Why
call.
Why have I named the coworker Janice? I don't know.
Janice.
This sounds right.
I need a break.
Exactly.
Janice.
That's all we're saying. Is listen, you have a
cover
very
for me for a sec.
Important job. You're taking emergency. People are in emergencies.
Oh my!
They
gosh.
Need your full attention.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what
they
we're
do.
Saying.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Also, when you're eating the McGriddle that gets delivered that you ordered, take a break.
Yeah.
Go to the break room. I know they have a break room there. Don't eat while you're on. Can you imagine?
No.
911, what's your emergency?
Well, back in the day, remember, like,
yep.
just, you
Wait,
know.
Hang on, let me write that down.
Even in radio, smoking was like a thing. You could smoke in the studios.
Oh, wow.
Could
that
you imagine?
A long time ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, before our time.
Yeah.
But, like, you could smoke in the studios.
Right.
There's like, you see the old videos of, like, Larry King. Remember Larry King?
Sure.
That broadcaster that was, like, 90 years old.
Look him up, kids.
Right, exactly. He just... Well, you're on with Larry King.
Yeah, but also not dealing with emergency situations.
This is true. Let's bring it back around to the setting
Very
the bar story.
Very different.
Yeah. If you're hangry, have Janet.
Take a break. Janice is going to cover your calls on the switchboard.
She's going to cover for
Take
you.
Take a break.
Let Janice do it. She's perfectly capable.
She's perfectly capable. And she can focus.
Yeah. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. That's your Setting the Bar story.